Yeah, you know the play-in. That's what I call game or couple of them. But the Texas A&M Corpus Christi SEMO game is tonight. They play into Alabama. So good luck there. Yeah. Happy travels. Anyways, yes, we're here. We got started a little late. No worries. Charles Arbuckle, usually with us in hour one, here top of hour two on this Tuesday edition. Happy Tuesday to everybody. Buck, how much conference basketball, tournament basketball, do you usually watch? And are you a big NCAA tournament fan?
Yeah, I like the tournament. The conference games, I'll watch them as they're on. Like, I watch UCLA and Arizona. I was watching some of the Alabama games just to kind of get an idea of the top seeds. You know, I don't always do a bracket anymore. I like college basketball a lot. But, I kept up with Duke because I was able to just get there a few weeks ago on my podcast, Chopping It Up with Buck, to speak with their AD, which I think is a good listen if you haven't heard it or watched it. So, yeah, I mean, I start kind of following teams that I'm interested to see how they'll play. Texas was another one I was interested just in watching because of Rodney Terry. And, you know, if he doesn't get that job, I think there'll be a lot of Longhorn fans a little upset because he's really done a nice job with that team in spite of all the stuff that they had going on. So, yeah, I mean, I like college basketball. You know, a few years ago, Bill, when I was way back with ESPN and then it was CSTV before they became CBS Sports, I was actually going to call basketball, football, and do a few baseball games. You know, I played all three sports growing up. I still follow them pretty closely. But yeah, I mean, it's good. If you love sports, you get around it and you want to, you know, do it and watch it. And the tournament is probably the best time for me with March Madness.
Buck, in your entire existence, from the day you were born to this moment right here, have you ever heard anybody utter these words, the Alabama basketball team might be better than the football team?
I have, maybe when Mike Price was there. That might be the only, and I didn't hear it uttered. I heard it collectively from Alabama faithful. How was that?
I've never heard it, Bill.
Even when they've been down, even in their down lean years, you've never heard people utter those words. So that is amazing. And it's amazing, but it's also a sad state of affairs for Alabama with the things that are going on that they're dealing with right now, too. So it's, it's a lot of stuff happening there. But their basketball team is really, really good at this time.
I tell you, I wouldn't want to – if I'm playing them, and I don't claim to have watched every basketball game this year, I don't want to go out there and try and out-athlete them. I don't think that's going to work.
No, you won't be able to. There's very few teams that I think in this tournament that could do that consistently. You know, their biggest problem is sometimes their athleticism is a blessing or curse. But – it hasn't hurt them, and they've been able to do that pretty consistently, and you're going to have to play them. When you beat that Alabama team, you're going to have to beat them.
Buck, I ask you this. I guess I'll just keep asking you every week. Anything new out west? It's kind of – I don't know that it's quiet. The Utah AD did comment on a Dennis Dodd article about – the Big 12 poaching the Pac-12, and he said something like, give me a break. I don't know what's happening right now. I'm not saying they need to speed it up, get the deal right. That's all that matters, but I don't know if we have any forward movement as we sit here with the Pac-12 and their media negotiations.
Everyone I've talked to that has a much better beat on the pulse than I do are saying the same thing. There's no new news. So – but I think these dominoes probably will start falling if they do again after this Pac-12 media, when they get that deal done. That seems like that could be a situation where you may see more dominoes fall. It's a weird time right now because if you think of the Big Ten, They don't have a commissioner right now. And then also, you got to think of it, the university presidents play a big role in that, along with the commissioner from the university general, I mean, the commissioner from the leagues. So it's just, it's a lot of, you know, the chancellors and the presidents play such a big role. And we tend to just always get on the athletic directors for the schools and the coaches, but they don't really have a lot of sway in this. So I'm just curious to see what's going to happen with that next step, because it seems like every time you think something's going to happen, nothing does. And anybody you ask that's in those meetings, they're still saying, I wish I knew. And they said it could change within not just an hour, but within minutes. And we've seen that happen in the past. John Wilner hasn't reported anything, and he's usually on top of it as well. So there's a lot of people out there that are kind of holding their breath for it. I think if things would have happened with the Pac-12, it sounds like San Diego State and SMU. But that's about the extent of it that I've heard at this point in time.
Speaking of things being quiet, and I'll admit I don't check every day on the Big Ten commissioner job and what's going on, but that seems very quiet.
That does. There was a lot of talk earlier about some names, and then I haven't seen any new names mentioned, Bill. So it will lead you to believe that either that something is imminent because everybody has gotten quiet, or they're slow playing it, right? So I don't know. Maybe it's after the NCAA tournament. And the Big Ten likes to make announcements during major events. So maybe we'll see it at the Big Ten, you know, at the final part of the NCAA tournament. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about the Big Ten commissioner job anymore. Early on, there were a few names, but after that, there's been nothing mentioned.
Heard Jim Phillips, who's the relatively new, not brand new, commissioner of the ACC, because he came from Northwestern, but I don't know if there's a – I mean, if that were the case, Buck, you'd think that'd be done. So
yeah, Gene Smith was another name that was pretty prominent right away.
Right.
When things happened. I don't know. I'm wondering if they're going to go in a different direction with maybe some Big Ten ties, but new – you know, it could be one of the newer up-and-coming guys that we're not thinking of. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for that role. And it's such a big role because the Big Ten has done such a nice job, like the SEC, and establishing their future, right, with TV deals. There's going to need to be somebody that can really do that and keep that going. I think ultimately, too, Bill, we talked about this almost, and I stopped talking about it after a while. There needs to be a commissioner of college football. Just we're so far behind the eight ball on that. It's just amazing that hasn't happened sooner as well.
Charles Arbuckle, every Tuesday, joins us. Buck, are there any spring practices in football that you're looking forward to? Some of them obviously underway already.
Yeah. I mean, generally I'll do a spring game every year. I don't know about this year, but the spring season has already kind of been announced. There's a lot of stuff I can see. they've announced that they're going to be on certain places. I generally stay pretty close in the ACC footprint. I may get down to South Carolina this year just to see what Beamer and his staff are doing, because I can get to so many schools right here, whether it's Wake Forest, whether it's NC State, whether it's Duke. I plan on going to Duke and maybe South Carolina. And, you know, I'm going out west, but I think I'm going to miss them practicing for the spring training, but I'll get some time out at UCLA as well just to do that. And then, you know, if I travel to Texas, I always try to get to one of the Texas schools. I want to go, you know, it's interesting you say that, because when I watch teams that are lower Division I or teams that people don't realize, Incarnate Word is a school that I would keep an eye on some of their coaches, because their creativity on offense, man, is unbelievable. And some of the things they were able to do in that run, in FCS football last year, just if people aren't aware of them, they're in San Antonio. And we actually practiced there when I was with the AAF. So I was familiar with where they were located, but their program has really come on strong. They've got some really young, dynamic coaches and guys that really understand the passing game. And those are the places that I like to go just in the off season, because it gives you a chance to see not the name, but actually how they're doing things. And then, you know, I'll probably get down to Auburn with Hugh and his staff just to kind of, you know, kick the tires and see what they're going to do this year, because I think they're going to be explosive and get after it. So haven't really finalized my plans. I'm kind of waiting to see what spring game I have, and then I'll build it off of that.
Bud, good stuff, man. Appreciate you adjusting this morning to the schedule. We'll see you next week.
No problem, man. Y'all have a good one. Thanks.
You too.